This is Clan Chat, and it's a special edition as we turn our attention away from the on-ice personnel and concentrate on what's going on off the ice. As we all know, Pete Russell has gone after a great year at the club to try his hand in Germany as he moves to DEL2 side Freiburg to undertake what will be a new and exciting challenge for him. So with that, we wish him well for the future and use this opportunity to say well done on what was achieved with the GB national team at the World Championships in Slovakia. Now, we turn our attention to the future, and another era is about to begin as Clan undertook a somewhat unexpected process in identifying the new coach that will move Glasgow Clan on after last season. We didn't look too far, as Zach Fitzgerald has answered the call to become the new head coach. He's been at the club for two seasons, the first in 2014-15, then returning last year with three campaigns with Sheffield Steelers in between. He's won the Elite League and the playoffs as a player, and will be hoping to add to that in coaching. To that end, we have the first and exclusive interview with Fitzy about his new role and his plans for the team. But the first thing I asked was how it felt to hear Zach Fitzgerald, Glasgow Clan coach.
Ah, that sounds nice, eh? No, it's exciting. Really, really pumped to head back to the Clan and to have the confidence of Gareth and Gary and everybody at the Clan, really. I've got nothing but good messages, and my wife and I are excited to be back. Where we've had a great time the last few years, and, you know, with a new title and a new job, can't wait.
Now that you're moving into the head coach's role, what does that mean for you in a playing capacity? Is this you hanging up your skates, or are you concentrating fully on the bench side of things?
Yeah, definitely fully focused on the coaching side of things. You know, I get to do a bit of recruiting and, you know, the management of that type stuff, and, you know, Gareth's given me autonomy in that sense, and I'm really happy with the guys they've already signed, and they would have been the first ones I looked at. So, you know, it's a great start into that thing, and, you know, we're building a good core of guys, and so that's the main focus. If need be, if we, you know, run into some injury problems, I'm always available to chip in. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully it won't get to that point, but I'll definitely keep in shape and, you know, be on the ice a bit with the boys and stuff like that. But as far as I'm concerned right now and the rest of the, you know, the management group there, we're gonna focus on the coaching side of things and getting the right team in there and, you know, hopefully putting an exciting product on the ice for the fans.
I want to ask you, as a new coach coming in, and it's maybe something you haven't quite thought about, or maybe you have, you've worked with a good number of coaches through your career. Are you someone that likes to take a bit of everything from the coaches you've worked with, or do you want to go in with a new style of your own?
Yeah, I think I definitely, you know, I've been around a few different leagues now, had some great coaches, some coaches, there's things that I didn't like a lot, and there's a bit of middle ground there, and I definitely have, you know, my style that I'll bring, and it's definitely about picking up, you know, little things here and there and kind of putting it all together in your own view. And, you know, I thought Pete did a great job last year, and, you know, I'll probably pick up some things from him. He's reached out to me as well, and it'll be just kind of a combination of, you know, my playing experience, you know, how I felt as a player, you know, I had kind of coming fresh off that, so, you know, I understand, you know, rest is a weapon and, you know, things like that where I can bring my playing experience into the other side of things and, you know, work with the guys. I understand how they're going to be feeling the long road trips and, you know, give them the time off when they need it and push them when we need to do that and, you know, just find the middle ground to make, you know, make it comfortable for everybody.
So what kind of hockey will we see from you as a coach? What can the fans expect from what they see on the ice?
Well, I've always, you know, the number one thing I'll expect out of the guys is just their hard work and, you know, having a good attitude is going to be the main focus of things. But style of hockey, I think we'll see how it goes, but I like to play a hard-nosed game and, you know, I think it's a very North American style game in the Elite League and, you know, I'll bring a lot of that. I've got lots of experience over here. And lots of experience in the Elite League. So it's going to be a balance of just, you know, playing some hard-nosed, quick hockey and, you know, getting boys to the net and, you know, hopefully hopefully we'll have a good shot at scoring some goals and, you know, just kind of, you know, a hardworking team, I think, which is fitting for Glasgow. I think people expect, you know, the players to work hard and, you know, they want to see guys they're going to leave it out there. And, you know, I want to leave it out there as well. So it's going to be a no-quit type hockey and pushing the limits.
So how is this a good fit for you at this stage in your career? You're the age you are now. You've got a family and everything else. So how does moving into coaching become a good fit for you?
Yeah, no, it was when the opportunity came up, it was an opportunity I couldn't pass up. You know, this is – I wasn't sure when and where it was going to happen in my career. But I think it's just a natural progression to take on the coaching roles. And, you know, it's a lot of management and recruiting, and there's a whole lot more of the role than just coaching, which is something I've always been interested in. It'll be fun to put together the team and see how it turns out and work with the guys. And I think it was just natural. I think it was something that people have always asked me about, and, you know, I never really knew when the opportunity would come, and it was nice to get that call from Gareth, and, you know, he basically said exactly what I wanted to hear. And, you know, I got, you know, Jerry calling me too, and, you know, to have the confidence behind me with those guys, it was just, I couldn't pass up the option. It was basically right what I want to do with my career, and, you know, the time I think is right. I've had a good hockey career and good playing career, and, you know, I was fortunate enough to win some trophies over there, play with some good guys, get to know the league, get to know everybody in Glasgow, and we couldn't be happier, really, to start that next chapter in Glasgow.
Now, you've been a hugely popular player at the club, of course. The Purple Army absolutely love you. So how do you intend to become just as popular as a coach?
Oh, I'm not going to be any different of a person. I'm always going to be me. That's something that I'm not going to change. You know, being around the rink is going to be, it'll be a little different. You know, I got a new role. The guys understand that. I've spoken to some of them, and they've been really positive to me as well, which makes me excited and, you know, believe in myself a bit more and what I'm going to bring. And, I'm always going to connect with the fans. It's something that I've always enjoyed doing in my career. I think it's important. I think that, you know, we're all here because of the people that are supporting the game, and we all love the game. And, you know, for me, making sure everybody is enjoying themselves, and you know, I'll try to be as personable as I can with everybody and be honest. And I don't think people should expect any different out of me. I love the game. I love being around people, and I love that I can raise my family in this game. And, you know, Chris and I and Finley we're really looking forward to it. We can't wait to get back. And like I said, I've spoken to the guys, and they're getting me more and more excited. So really, I'll be the same Fitzy, just wearing a suit rather than the gear.
Of course, I can't let you go without asking this question. Now, being mindful that you have just taken the job on, when can we expect further signings and further additions to the team?
Well, we've got some guys signed. We've got some guys offered contracts. I'll leave that up to Gareth when we're going to release the information. But I think people are going to be happy about, you know, the names they're going to hear. I'm really excited. It's been kind of a whole new world, really, talking to guys regarding contracts and offers and all that stuff. So, you know, it'll be sooner than you think. I think we're going to get this announcement out, and then you guys will kind of it'll roll on from there. You know, thankfully it's early enough now, still in May, so we got a little bit of leeway here, a little time to work with, you know, to get the guys and get the visas going and all that, which is quite a process, especially for guys on their first visa. But yeah, I think sooner than later. So people shouldn't hold their breath, but expect something very soon.
And that was the voice of the new head coach, Zach Fitzgerald, who takes over from Pete Russell. And we'll no doubt hear more from him over the course of the summer as we build for 2019-20. We wish Zach all the best of luck in his new post, and it's great to have him back. That's all from this edition of Clan Chat, so get subscribing on iTunes, Audioboom or Spotify to hear exclusively from the signings as they happen throughout the summer. I want to extend my thanks to Zach for his time, and my thanks to you for listening, and I'll be back real soon. Bye for now.